And there's Fatima. Hi. All right, so welcome everybody to our Body Balance September 2020 call. I'm excited to have you guys here and to support you in whatever ways we can. I always like to go around and hear a success or where you're at or what you need support with first, and then we'll go around and, you know, do the support. I did want to say, and I'm excited that some of you have taken me up on it and that I get to continue to work with you, those who are doing who joined the Empowered Self-Care Lab, which is kind of like the next generation of Body Balance, only it's like Body Balance on steroids. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it. We're still fixing it pages, but it's like you get another whole year of support and a whole bunch of amazing stuff. So I'm excited that I think Rose and Sharon, I don't remember seeing your name, Fatima, but I wanted to let you guys know the ones, because there was a question, and I think Carol had the question, that I still have 3 months of Body Balance, and if I don't want to start something new, it's going to be 12 months. And what we've done is, for anybody who is, you know, on the renewal from last year, if you sign up now, you'll get 3 months on us, basically. You'll get access to that, as well as Body Balance till the end of the year. And then we won't, you know, your renewal will go through December 31st, 2021. So I'm excited about that as well. And then those of you who are not, you were offering you basically to get into this new program at the same investment as the original $1,497 Body Balance investment that it was in January, and you're getting so much more and a year of extra support. So I'm super excited, and if anybody wants to go to that page, I'm going to just put it in the chat, and I'll tell you more later as people get in. My team just did an amazing job of reorganizing everything. All right, so who wants to, so I'll start up here with Sharon. I would love to hear one thing that you're working on and one success you've had, and then we'll go around again and we'll talk about, whole bunch of stuff here. And then we'll talk about where you need help. So Sharon.
Hi there.
Hi.
I see you're still dressed for summer there.
Oh yeah, it's still summer. I'm in my running clothes because as soon as this call is over, I get to go out running. I'm so excited.
And I'm working on the adrenal and thyroid together.
Okay.
And last time I spoke with you, you went over some of my lab results on my thyroid, and so I've had my naturopath do some changes to that.
Okay.
And so I'm waiting to start feeling better now.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
It's a slow process.
It's a process. It is a process. A lot of it is a slow process as we're trying to change things that have been out of balance in our bodies for years or decades, and trying to figure it out and getting on the right track. So thank you for sharing that.
In going through the adrenal process, and even you were mentioned about it yesterday, you know, the stage three, when you just can't get out of bed sort of thing. I wasn't quite at that. But boy, my afternoons were on the couch all afternoon, and it was just an effort to get up and make dinner.
Yeah.
So I've progressed from that.
Yeah, that's great. And that's, you know, it's knowing, like, I want everybody to know what to do to prevent from getting that far gone, right? Before you get to stage three. And there's clues, so, you know, the whole process leaves clues. So I'm glad you didn't actually get to there. And I know people who have, so yeah, thank you. All right, so Vanessa.
Goodness, my biggest win is I got my kids incorporating more of what I'm doing, and I found a green smoothie that I like. I created a green smoothie that I like, so that's a win. One of my kids has been off dairy, gluten, and sugar for almost a month now, and then the motivation was to clear up his skin, and it's clearing up, and yay, he's been off. So that's a huge win, because I'm normally like, you know, feel like it's such a challenge to have them try to be motivated to make some of the changes. But
absolutely. And when you can find that external thing where they're, you know, the vanity,
I know,
teacher, right?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes. Yeah. So I'm doing good.
That's great. Yay. And you were laying on the couch. I mean, you really did get to that stage three thing.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah.
There was not being able to get out of bed. crazy depression and just no energy to, I looked at like doing laundry was one step to get it in the machine, another to get it in the dryer, another to get it folded, another way to get it put away. And I only had energy for one. So it was like, I had to line up helpers for
day after day or take 6 days to get your laundry done.
Yeah. Or go to the grocery store. Like that's one thing I had energy for, but then like getting it in the trunk, my husband would drive out and meet me at the store just to put it in the trunk or put it away. So yeah, I feel significantly better than that. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is September 30th will be like the 4-year anniversary.
Four years. Wow. Oof. Not one to celebrate. Celebrating that it's behind you.
Yep. Celebrating healing.
Healing, right. Good for you. Thank you, Vanessa. Fatima.
All right. Yeah, so my biggest win is finding out why I get those crashes in the afternoon and the headaches. So I read up on your materials and, you know, came to some of the calls and decided, okay, I'm going to cut down on the carbs for lunch. So I've been feeling much energized in the afternoon
now. Awesome.
Yes.
Great. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. And I'm waiting to sit with one of your coaches to discuss my stool test. I can't wait for that, but I decided to wait till I get the Dutch test and or organic test, I believe it's called.
Yes.
Perhaps the female hormone test.
Well, if you do the Dutch test, it is the female. It does include the female hormone, so you don't need anything else other than that.
Okay. And so I've been looking for the link to all the tests so that I can select that and check through to see which labs you have.
Yeah, so you know what? We rearranged the website. So you may have a little bit of like finding things a little bit issue. We're going to make a video on it, but I'll show you real quick where you can find how to order tests. Because we put it right there at the top. So if we go into blah, 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 where am I? Oops, I was in the back end of one of these pages. Let me go to the front end. Okay. All right. So your main dashboard. And even though we haven't officially given everybody the link, this is the new replacement for Body Balance. But once we get into one of these, let me just click on Body Balance, which is where you would click to. What you're going to see is that the menu is the same at the top of each page.
Okay.
So you don't have to go like, how do I get back to here and what else? So right here, lab test order page, you'll find all of the tests that you can order through us right there.
Oh, I don't think I saw this one.
Yeah, it's there on your main page. It's just, this one got changed, I think, on Sunday. Every program has been going, and there's all the different lab companies, and then all the tests are.
Okay.
Oh, they changed it. It looks a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed this around a little bit. These used to not be in boxes like that. Anyway. So there you have that. But if you wanted to get back to anywhere in the site, used to be if you went to the lab test page and you're going, how do I get back to Body Balance? It's all right here. And you can get to any place in Body Balance you want. So if I'm on a call and I say, oh, there's this great thing in Body Balance module 5 on the thyroid, part 5, you can go right there. Boom, you're there. So it's going to make it'll take a little doing to get used to the reorganization, but it's going to make it easy to go from program to program to program. So anyway,
that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a video so I can help everybody to get through it. Thank you. So Rose, what's up with you? What's a success?
There, I finally got unmuted. I kept hitting it, but it wasn't doing anything.
And we're seeing your ceiling or your ground. I don't know what. Oh, it looks like the sky. There we go.
I'm laying on the couch.
Okay.
I'm the one that sent you that kidney question. I'm not feeling good, and I can't get in to see anybody for a while, so.
So you're having pain in your kidney?
Yes. And I don't want to go to the walk-in clinic because there's just too many people there.
So yeah, well, let's go around again and we'll come back to you because I want to just give everybody a chance to share a win. And then I want to come back because I want to talk you through it. This was on that call last night. I didn't even know who it was. She was just asking me questions and
yeah.
Go deeper with that and see what we can do to help you with that.
Well, one thing that I'm excited about is I picked up my CSA box and it was like, the herb this week was Farmer's Choice, and they stuck parsley in there. And I love your green drink with the parsley in it. So that's what I'm going to be fixing for supper tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Parsley's a diuretic. So diuretics are good for kidney, for flushing things through the kidney. So
oh, awesome. I didn't know that about parsley, but I love that drink.
Awesome. Wonderful. What about Carol?
Hi, Dr. Marie. Hi, everyone. Working your heart math, finding joy. I work in a nursing home. So to find joy,
wearing a mask. Joy from in, yeah.
Yeah. So dad has helped me a lot. So thank you. And then, but I am still...
Wait, I'm going to stop you there. We're doing a first circle around.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Celebration. We're going to come back around.
Yeah, and then we'll thank you for the heart math and for the joy that you sent.
Heart math, yes. Yeah. That's great. That's great. It's a great tool. Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Yes. So I loved your 30 days of breathing. That was really beneficial for me.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, that makes all the difference in the world. And I know that we're all like, we want to do all this fancy stuff. And what herb can I take? And what elixir can I take? And what this and that? But the breathing is so important. In fact, that all that empower your thing, different things. And I have water. I'm going to add one on breathing because so many people forget and hear shallow breathing. And when you get reminded and you do the breathing, it makes such a difference. So thank you for sharing that.
So in the conversation, the recording, it said that there's a place to download the transcripts of the 30 calls, but I couldn't find that.
Of the calls for body balance?
Yes. Well,
not the Q&A calls. It's all the...
No, not the Q&A. The 30 calls.
Oh, yeah. It says that there's a place to download them. There used to be. I remember there was a page that had all that on there. I'll look for that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, I've become the expert at my website these days, and I've been going in the back end to fix things and found that there's a lot of broken stuff back there. So there's a lot of links that aren't working and stuff. So I've been fixing it all, and I fixed all the menus and got rid of stuff. So I'll look for, I remember actually seeing that page as I was going, and it occurred to me like, where's that linked anymore? And I never got to look. So I'll find that and we'll get
that. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Lynn L. What you got? Any more of your Zumba call? Any more of your recordings of you dancing?
No, actually, we haven't been doing that lately because he's had, and I haven't been practicing, but we'll get back to it in October, which is fine. I'm fine. When I'm feeling frustrated like this, because yesterday and today, all I wanted to do was read. You know, I just wanted to catch up with my stuff. I didn't want to do anything else. And, you know, I had all these logistical things to do, but I picked up 49 pounds of nuts and seeds. They're in.
Wow. Okay, that's a celebration.
That's a celebration. And, you know, I got some banking stuff that was I'm taking care of my mom now today.
Yeah.
And, you know, yesterday was, well, for the next week, I need to give my sister a break. And, you know, when I get frustrated like this, I have to write. I still have my journal. I've been doing that steadily since, very steadily every day since the blood sugar, which has been great because when I get a little frustrated like this, I like to write down everything. Well, I do it anyway. I write down everything accomplished, you know, and you know, when I think of, I've done a lot today, it's just, I haven't done the reading that I wanted to.
You haven't done everything. Yeah. And you're, you know, we're all kind of like, I didn't get to everything. So it's always, that's why we start this way, because it's focusing on that. And I love that you're doing that. And the positive aspects journal, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. No. It's a journal where I write my food on one part. Mm. And then on the second part, I write down everything that I need to do to help keep me balanced in the day, or things that I like to do, like my oil pulling, my skin brushing, my, you know, my bursts, things like that, that I like to have down. And I sort of tick it off. I'm just like that.
And that's great.
And then at the end, like even my stool, you know, like I like to write that stuff down. And then at the end, I write gratitudes, and mostly it's what I'm accomplishing, but that's my gratitude. I'm very grateful for what I get. That, you know,
you have to focus on the gratitude. So there's a couple of things that come out from a lot of this stuff is that we talk about doing the gratitudes at the beginning and the end of the day, and even on tough days, right? Even on really rough days, there's got to be something that you can be grateful for. There's a roof over my head and it's not leaking and it's raining out. I mean, it could be really basic stuff like that, but it's really important to focus that. But the thing I was thinking you meant was the positive aspects journal, and that's in the transforming stress section.
Yeah.
So, an amazing activity of just every day writing a few positive things down about your life, about your kids, about your dog that's pooping all over the rug, what's positive about that dog today, about yourself, about, you know, all that stuff. When we, the more positive stuff we focus on, the more positive stuff we have the ability to get.
And so, you know, for me, that's sort of what it is to me. It is a positive thing that I feel like.
It is. That is very positive, because you can look at the end of the day and look at all I did, because usually we look at what we didn't do.
Right.
And this is true when anybody does goal setting. You set your goal and it's here, and you start out here, and
right,
you go boom, 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 and you get here. And what do you measure? Do you measure the distance from here to here and say, wow, look at what a great job I did? Or do you measure from here to here? As a society, we measure what we didn't finish, we didn't accomplish, and we forget about how much we did accomplish.
Yeah, and that's why I do this.
That's
because
a great idea.
I sometimes feel that there's something wrong with my brain, that I tend to not think about what, that's why I started this, because I thought, Lynn, you know, there's a synapse not working in there in your brain, and you need to like write these things down, because you have accomplished a lot today. Actually, a little win is, I was saying in the liver cleanse thing that, you know, although I love to do my spinning, for my bones, it's not the great thing. So really, up at the beach there, I could run the beach. And I was thinking about you this morning, Dr. Rita Marie. I said, now I'm doing this for Dr. Rita Marie.
Thank you.
She wants to live on the beach. I have a beach in my backyard. I could run on the
beach. Yes, I would be there every single day. I mean, I run in the neighborhood. I would run in the beach for sure.
Right. For yeah. Sure. I just want to ask something real fast. I got a note from Isabel, my coach, about our first call.
Yeah.
And usually by now I would have my blood tests, but I was really debating whether to go to the States or not, and really was planning on going to the States, really. Yeah. I thought, I'm just going to go and do it in the States, but you know, then I've got a quarantine when I come back.
Yeah. So is the question whether
I'm getting my Dutch test, I'm getting the H. pylori and the iodine loading, and I've I'm going to get it done here. So my plan is after, I'm going to do it after the cleanse, like 2 weeks after the cleanse, October the 12th, I'm planning on doing it. That's enough time. Like I emailed her and I said, I hope you don't mind if we, what you think you're going to,
well, if you're going to do a blood test after the cleanse, like I would wait a month.
Really?
I would wait a month, because a lot of shifts happen and there's a lot of things that might look worse before they get better. So I would actually wait a month after doing a liver cleanse like that.
Oh.
Just, yeah, to make sure you're...
Is that going to be enough time for the labs? It's not, is it? Like that would mean you usually do, you know, a lab analysis.
When am I doing that? Oh yeah, well...
That'd be November. Mind you, the cleanse is the 24th. It ends on the 27th. So if I wait,
Well, maybe get it in 2 weeks. It should be okay. It's just you're going to be more back to normal after, you know, you shift.
So usually you do the lab testing in the first week of November around there.
I don't remember what the date is for it. It's early November for sure. It's not the first week or the second because I have Shine then.
It's not the first week or the second week of November?
I think it's Elite Virtual Assessment.
Oh, well then hell, I could wait a month then.
Lab retreat is it's December 4th and 5th.
Oh, okay. I'll wait a month then.
You can wait a month.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Okay, thanks a lot.
Who's 808? I don't recognize that number. Unmute yourself if you're 808. I don't know who it is. Anybody recognize that number? 808? It says guest. I don't know. All right. Well, when you unmute yourself, you can speak. And what I want to do is just ask Annette or Lynn if you have anything to say, because I know that some of your folks, you have your last small group calls next week for the group that ends in September. And then I wanted to let everybody know, and Annette can speak to this a little bit more, we're going to merge the groups because people are leaving and then the number left. So, and then it'll tell you when that group
Maui. You don't recognize Maui.
Oh,
Maui is Maui.
Hi, Andrea. 808, I should recognize that.
I kept pushing pound six. I go, how come she can't hear me? Pound, pound, pound. It was star.
So tell us one celebration, and then we'll have Lynn and Annette.
Oh, I missed the beginning. So, okay, celebration.
Yeah, we're just doing one celebration.
One celebration. Well, you don't know this, but, well, that's unrelated to the body balance because
it's a celebration in your life, right? It doesn't have to matter. What is it?
Every day is a celebration in Maui.
Yeah, that's true. She lives where I want to live. She lives in Kihei, Maui, which is like, I love that place.
Yeah. Okay, well, a celebration, I guess. You don't know this, but I actually have a rotator cuff tear. La, 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 la. And yeah, my foot is fine. When you were here in January, I was like dealing with this broken foot, you know, and then I don't know how I did it. I have no clue. It's like, it's a big mess in my shoulder, but I started physical therapy and, you know, I'm not in pain. So that's the good thing, you know, so I'm getting stronger and stronger with the physical therapy. So I can celebrate that. And I go today. So yay. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Yeah. They take a little while.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, the celebration is a surgeon here wanted to operate, and I said, no way. So I had to fly over to another island to get a really good opinion. And he said, no, don't do that. You know, go to physical therapy and work your arm till the cows come home. So I said, okay, I can do that.
Do you have an ultrasound machine? Because you can get your own ultrasound machine and work on it that way, too. Break up the scar tissue.
Really? Yeah, well, I have like it's fraying, and then the labrum is torn, and so posterior tear. So it's like three different things going on in there. It's like, what was I doing? I mean, I don't know what I did, but it doesn't matter. I think it's chronic, like a chronic thing. It wasn't like an overnight deal. So yeah, I've been dealing with that, but that's a celebration. Yeah. Yeah. And then I ran into a friend today. I mean, I haven't been going anywhere with this whole pandemic, but we do, of course, walk the beaches and go in the water and all. And we decided, oh, let's go to a different beach, you know, and just see, you know, because right now there's hardly anybody on the island, which is really awesome. And I would wish we'd stay that way in one aspect. It's nice and quiet. Mm-hmm. And I ran into someone who was a really good friend a long time ago, and she moved off island, and now she's back. So that was cool. Great. So that's a celebration right there. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, talking to you, that's always a celebration.
Thank you. You always remind me of where I want to be, my goal.
Yeah, I should go check out that house that you looked at the last time you were here. I don't even know if it's still for sale or not.
I checked out a $7 million house. It's like my dream house. It's like.
Yeah, I saw one the other day for $11 million, another one for $17
million. The $7 million one was pretty amazing. Yeah, go check it out. See if they've dropped the price.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. So Lynn and Annette are here. And Lynn is, for those of you who are in Lynn's group, it's going to be her last call next week. And you get to, so make sure you make it to her call. And then Annette can tell you when the new call is going to be. So we're going to merge the groups together into one. So you have anything to say?
Oh, I get to unmute, don't I?
Let me unmute you. Let me mute you. There you go. All right, Lynn.
Yes, I can already start getting emotional. Monday is our last call. And for those of you, this, for many of you that are in the group on with me on Monday, this is the culmination of 2 years. And so it's got some bittersweet qualities to it. But you asked me if there was anything that I would share. And so I was kind of pondering. I was really grateful for our Maui person that gave me a chance to think about it. And if I was to give any last thoughts, it's to remember that you are your own leader. You have your own inner strength, your own inner fire, and that you, each one of you, has your own agency to, and the self-determination to forge your path moving forward. So while we have all this wonderful education here and amazing tools, the answer is in you. So kind of like Dorothy, just click your heels, you're already home.
Click your heels, you're already home. Yeah, and the education and the support is what helps you to access that inner healer and to be able to, you know, get the direction and support, which is why we're not doing body balance. What we're doing is the empowered self-care lab, where you get to work on you. You get to work on you. You get all the same stuff plus a whole bunch more. And you get the guidance and the support to work on you, because that's the healthcare of the future. When we're dependent on doctors or nurse practitioners or whoever else we're seeing to give us the answers, to say, okay, this is what's wrong, here's what I need, what you need to do, that's giving away your power. And what we want to do is give it back to you and empower you to take charge of you and take charge of your health. So I'm super excited about that. So, and for those of you who haven't seen it, I put the link in the chat, I'll put it back in, but you guys, it's basically a program that's going to cost, when we announce it publicly at the end of the year, is a $29.97 a year program, and it's going to be like $297 a month, and you guys are getting it for $14.97 or $147 a month. Because you've been here, and you know, we just want you to continue the process. And I know several of you have already done that. So I just put the link in there. So Annette.
Yes. So I have two body balance groups, and I'll be taking all the people that are extended to the end of the year. And we're going to meet starting next month, not this month, but next month. It'll be Tuesday mornings, 11 a.m. Central. So I hope to see the extended people there. Sorry, my evening people are going to get squished out, but, you know.
Hopefully they'll be able to make it in the morning.
Yeah. And then we'll send out the recording. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Thank you for the great job you've been doing with people and really keeping them tight and together and having a forum to connect with each other. That's what I like about those small groups, is you get to connect with each other. Much more. I mean, this is a very small call. Usually we have a lot more people than this on these calls, but it gives you the opportunity to do small. We unfortunately aren't going to do that anymore. We're going to, the only time to with the small groups is with ERC. It's just a resource drain that we can't do and still keep the investment at a level that people can afford to do. So, but it's been exciting and it's been fun. So I'm really glad that you had that opportunity. Okay, so who has issues that they want help with? You can either wave to me or raise your hand. I know Rose does for sure. So I can start there if that's okay with everybody. Is that okay? Rose, are you ready to talk?
Yeah. I got unmuted. I did
it. You said it was your left kidney.
I had surgery on my left kidney in April. And I've traded places now. It's my right kidney that is hurting. And I don't know if that means I'm... In April, I had a stone that was too close to the kidney for them to get out. It stayed in the tube. And they tried to reach it. The doctor tried to reach it, and he ended up having to blast it. And I had to have a stent placed in my left kidney from my kidney to my bladder. And I screened urine for that, but I never got any pieces. So I don't know what kind of stone it is. And I've noticed, I've read up on the different kinds of stones, and it seems that each one's have things that you shouldn't eat any longer. And, but I don't know what kind of stone it was. So.
Yeah. Well, there's either a uric acid stone or an oxalate stone. Right. And they're a little bit different, but it's not.
I'm wondering if it's an oxalate stone because I have problems with oxalates. I can't eat spinach without getting really sick.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's a clue. That's called a clue. So when you have a food that you can't eat without getting sick, what do? You stop eating, right?
Yeah, I stopped. I eliminated it. And when we did the elimination diet, I was kind of surprised because I found out that I have issues with eggplant and eggs and tomatoes. And
so you have a list of foods that you identified.
Right.
Okay. So going back to the kidney, so now your right kidney hurts. Is it similar to the way it hurt before? Is it that spasmy grabs you by surprise, or is it constant achy?
It's constant achy. And the other one, I wasn't even really aware I was having an issue. I was having a wonderful salad for lunch and I got partway through it. And I was so doubled over in pain, I couldn't do anything. And I called somebody to come and take me to the hospital. And of course, with the COVID, my friend was getting out of the car to come and help me. And the man was coming out of the hospital with the wheelchair. And he said, "Ma'am, get back in your car." And she said, "Well, I'm just going to help her so she can get inside." He goes, "I got a wheelchair. You can't come in." And it was pretty isolating. I spent like 8 hours there in the ER. And they finally came back to me and said, "You have a stone." I thought it was diverticulitis because I had that about 10 years ago and then never again. And they said, "We've called the surgeon for you and you'll be meeting the surgeon in the morning and you'll be having surgery in the afternoon."
Mm-hmm.
And my head was just spinning. I thought, what?
Yeah. So you're afraid to go, you know, get it checked out. You don't want to end up with the surgery again.
But was I'm not doubled over, but I'm very uncomfortable. Even to just get up and walk hurts.
And you're sure it's your kidney? Have you poked around? And I mean, there's muscles around there. A lot of times people actually usually think they have like a low back spasm when it's a kidney thing.
Well, I think it's my kidney only because I'm continuing to drink 5 20-ounce water bottles of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my urine should be clear and it's not.
Mm. So I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. Go on Amazon and order some strips. You can get these urine dip sticks that will tell you if there's protein, if there's any kind of bacteria, if there's blood. It will give you some urobilinogen. It will give you an idea. And it's very simple. They cost about $12 a bottle. Nice thing to have around. The only problem with them is they don't have long. I would have everybody just have them, always have them, but they don't have a long shelf life. They're only good for like 6 months once you open them. But order those and then start testing and see if there's blood in your urine or protein. Those are the two things that you're concerned about.
And they're just called urine strips?
Yeah, urine dipsticks. There's a place on the site that there's a, let me see if I can find it. I have a little guide to home testing and it's listed in there. Let me find it.
Okay. If I had blood in my urine, wouldn't I see it?
No, it's, no, not necessarily, microscopic.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and protein is the other thing that you're concerned about there. If there's a stone and it's trying to make its way out, it's irritating to the lining, but by the time it makes it out into the blood, into the urine, you don't necessarily see it. But the darkness, in spite of the fact that you have all that water going in you, let's see.
Oh yeah, and I'm drinking mushroom elixirs and all kinds of stuff over here, green juice.
All right, I think I found it. There's an herb, it's called Chancre Piedra. And I think Lynn might be able to talk a little bit about that as well, but it helps to break down stones. And that might be an herb for you to give a try to.
Okay.
To help break them down. Chancra Piedra, Chancre Piedra. And then there's also sometimes taking proteolytic enzymes, the protein digesting enzymes on an empty stomach can help. I mean, keep up the hydration, but that can be helpful as well. The diuretic, you mentioned parsley, you know, things that keep the urine flowing, be helpful. And then if you're in a lot of pain, sometimes antispasmodic type herbs, chamomile, valerian, things like that, that will relax the muscles, as well as magnesium. So all of those things might be helpful for you.
Thank you.
I'm putting a link in here. The urine test strips are in this link. So Lynn, did you have anything else you want to add to that? Did I miss anything? She's my herb.
Yeah, well, guess who I learned.
And she's got a lot of experience.
Guess who I learned a lot of it from. There is a tea called Java tea, J-A-V-A, and it's typically used for kidney things, disorders. And there have been some studies on it that confirm that it's really good supporting kidneys. It's also good for your liver and gastrointestinal tract. It's good for blood sugar stabilization, blood pressure. It's an antioxidant. So that's something. But a lot of the things that you might use for blood sugar are good for that as well, like cinnamon. Okay. That's good for your, that. I don't know how you do with sulfur, so like onions or garlic, because of the quercetin. And that can be really helpful for your kidneys.
Okay.
Cranberries. I know we usually think of them for UTIs, but it is a good source of vitamin C, which can be good for kidneys. You just need to be careful.
Do you try to find them fresh or do you take a cranberry supplement?
Whichever works for you. I have fresh cranberries, but you can find like a undiluted, unsweetened cranberry juice or a supplement. But yeah, you know, check your vitamin C level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just put a bunch of that into the chat for you.
See that.
And I put the link to the resource kit. So if you copy that out, just copy that out and have it on your computer so you don't lose it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And also kidneys are related to anxiety. So if you've been under stress or anything, just look at that.
I have an aunt that's dying.
Yeah. So again, going back to the transforming stress system, using the breathing, any of those pieces are going to be really helpful there. Mm-hmm. Also corn silk.
Nope.
Corn silk.
Oh, yes. Corn silk is very soothing for the kidneys. Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. So anyway.
Yeah. So you've got some things to go on to really help you get more comfortable here.
Yeah, the corn silk will really help with that.
Yeah.
I'll go to our health food store tomorrow then and hope that they have, I'll just pick up everything they got there.
Yeah, you can
always order online.
Right.
Okay.
Traditional medicinals is I can get corn silk tea here. So if I can get things, I'm pretty darn sure.
Yeah.
I have traditional medicinals, chamomile tea.
Yeah. That's the one, yeah.
So I can start that right now. Does licorice root do anything for that?
Well, what?
Licorice root, because I have some licorice tea made by them too.
Well, licorice is anti-inflammatory. Be careful if you have any blood pressure issues, if your blood pressure tends to be high. That it can calm down inflammation. Licorice can calm down inflammation.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different part of the corn, right? But actually, if you get fresh corn, you don't eat the corn itself, but the silk that's in there, that you can actually take that and throw it in a pot and boil it up and make a tea.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But then you have to do something with the corn. So if you don't eat corn because of an allergy, then you have to feed the neighbors or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can definitely give it to other people. And it is a good point to make sure it's the non-GMO, it's organic, all that good stuff.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else has things they want to go over, work on? Hands up. You can hand up in the thing or you can put your hand up here. Open up. Carol. Okay, Carol. Oops, you're muted. You have to unmute. There you go.
Please. Okay. Okay, I just still need to establish a baseline of my blood work. Going, like I said, would you advise, I mean, I know you have the test and through you, okay, my regular doctor, I still have to pay out of pocket and meet my deductible, of course. And then if you go to any other, you know, when we were talking about the functional medicine, I'm not, you know, wasn't going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm just not. So I don't know. And so if I go through you, I mean, I know you have it cheaper too.
If you go to Dr. Hopkins' site, because if you go to runmylabs.com,
right.
That's my account with them. They're generally 20% lower than anybody else. So it's going to cost you less than having, if you have to pay deductible and all that, then it's going to cost you a lot less to do it that way, to get your conventional standard blood test. Like his complete blood thyroid panel is $149, which is much lower than you'd get it anywhere else.
Okay. It's complete. Okay. Thyroid. So just go there and then.
Yeah. And we went over that on another call. We went over the test.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. And then real quick, cause I've just been taking from my bone health. Okay. I've been taking just astragalus powder. Okay.
Bone health. That's more of an adaptogen and, adrenal support. And
adrenals. Okay. For okay, well, what's I forgot there is an A for bone health. Which ones were the
ones? Nettles and horsetail and
I've been taking nettles, and I've been taking I've been taking nettles for sure, I have to review. But anyway, I was just wanting this, and I just need to check out to make sure after drinking the teas for a month with the nettles. And the powders, because I've been drinking teas and I've been doing the powders. So would you do a test like after?
Well, you're not going to get a bone density test to come back changed. It's got to be at least 6 months before you change on a bone density. You could do a test called the NTX test. It's also from Genova called Osteonex. And that's testing chemically in the blood for the bone breakdown products and the bone building products.
Mm-hmm.
You can see if you're on the right track with it. But bone density, you probably don't want to get done again for 6 months.
Okay. So are the herbs for bones then? I mean, are the teas or the powders? What is it? Am I okay to do? Do I need to mix the horse tails in there too, or?
Well, nettles is pretty good, but you know, you're gonna get a better effect if you also use the bulk of it. So typically what I recommend is you can grind it up and put it in smoothies or soups or whatever, or you can actually make a tea from it, but put the tea, the water and the pulp and put that into a smoothie or a soup, because you get a lot more of the calcium and the structural kind of minerals when you do. You don't have to do all of them, but they work well together. Silica is one. I based my formulation of, you know, recommending nettles, horsetail, alfalfa, oat straw, based on work by David Winston, who is one of my herbal mentors. I did a 2-year certification program with him, and he actually, that's what he would use with people, and he'd give them the bag of herbs and they'd go, well, can't you just put those in a pill for me? I'd rather take a pill. And eventually he said, yeah, it's going to cost you a lot more. People did, and he got great results with it. And I've gotten great results with those. So whether if you just do some of them and not all of them, it's going to change the effect it might. Mostly what I've done with people is giving them that combination.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else? Anything else? Questions, comments? Yes, Sharon.
My issue is daytime fatigue. I get up in the morning and I do some of my routine and such, but I just have no energy to do the exercising.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of having to do the burst fitness is overwhelming and I just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I have been continuing to walk in the mornings. We walk about 4.5 kilometers, I guess it's about 3 miles for you. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been able to do that lately because where I am, we've got all the smoke from the California, US wildfires. So I haven't been going out and doing that. But generally I do that. But other than that, as far as doing any other kind of fitness, I do some yoga, but I don't really feel like
doing that. At what point does your energy start to go down? You said you were good in the morning and then it starts to go down.
I'm good in the morning, the fact that I get up and I, you know, do things around the home, get the laundry done, etc. like that. But even then, I don't have the motivation to do much exercise. And in the afternoon, I do rest every afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
And then do you get a second wind later? Do you get any energy back later?
I carry on, but I wouldn't say I really have good energy.
So it revitalizes you a little bit, but it doesn't give you that, oh, I'm ready to go now at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I don't feel that at all anytime during the day.
Okay.
I don't get up in the morning and think, gee, well, I feel wonderful today.
And you said your naturopath adjusted your thyroid dosing?
Yes, she did. And as far as the adrenals, going through the unit on adrenals, most of the supplements that you had recommended, I've been on with her for months already. Mm-hmm. A lot of them since pretty well the beginning of the year.
And you're not seeing a difference from it?
No.
No. So which ones are they? Like ashwagandha?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done any licorice?
I have the licorice tea that I've been having some of the time, but I don't even notice any benefit from that.
Okay. Well, the tea is not very therapeutic because they've taken it, they've put it in, it's a root and usually it needs to be simmered and extracted.
I do have some licorice root powder.
Powder would work, yeah.
Okay. So how do I take that then?
Well, there's a number of ways. You could put it in a smoothie I would say for you, I would try to play around and get an elixir that's going to really, you know, be a beverage you can drink. It's starting to move into the cooler temperatures, a nice warm beverage you can drink in the morning or maybe late morning, you know, to start to revive you for the afternoon. But there's any number of recipes of things you could put in it. I can't remember if you have a thyroid conversion issue, but if you have a thyroid where the T4 to T3 conversion is not that great.
That's what it is.
So you can make an elixir that has as a base, like a nut milk base or just a water base where you put some nuts in, but I would put some Brazil nuts in there to help with that conversion.
I do have a couple of Brazil nuts every morning anyway, about three.
Do you soak them? Because some people don't absorb them unless they soak them for a little bit to start the germination.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, try that, even if it's just for a few hours. I don't know how, Brazil nuts are pretty hardy. You should even be able to throw them in the water overnight and then they'll be fine in the morning. I don't do that with cashews or macadamia nuts because they get slimy. I do that with almonds and those work fine.
Yeah, I do.
So you might be able to do that just to activate them a little bit more. Some of the mushrooms like cordyceps, I don't know if you've ever tried any of the medicinal mushrooms, but cordyceps.
I've just started on them.
Okay, what are you taking?
Get my bottle. I know I looked at a few.
Okay.
I've got chaga.
Chaga?
Yeah. When I went through the descriptions of each one that you had in the adrenal unit, that one just seemed like the best match for me.
Okay. I'm just feeling cordyceps has a lot of really good, it's energizing for the lungs and the kidneys. So it might even be something for Rose to consider. And it has this thing about stamina. Like when you read it, I'm surprised that that didn't ring out. Maybe my description wasn't all that great, but it's really good for stamina, for like giving you the, just keep going to help you with that. It's a very good adaptogen for that. So you might try that and experiment with a little. And then you can basically just keep it simple. Make a little drink, start it out with just some water, some Brazil nuts. You can throw some hemp seeds in for your omega-3s, whatever else you might like that. You could put coconut in there. And then you can add the chaga, try it with chaga, try it with cordyceps. These are not like, they're not things that are going to be like immediately stimulating, right? But they more provide more of a long-term build of that, of the energy, right? Licorice might actually be closer to what we might call one that's energizing quite quickly if you take the right dose, like a solid extract or a tincture or powder, as opposed to the tea. You could get the licorice sticks and brew it for 30 minutes to 60 minutes and make a tea. It's a lot of work. So I don't do it, but it's fine if that's something you would want to do. But the powder works that way too. So you could make this elixir be some licorice, some chaga. I mean, eventually, you know, try them all out, but licorice, chaga, and cordyceps mixed with some Brazil nuts and some hemp seeds. And then you add some whatever flavorings and sweeteners or other things you like. And that could be a nice beverage. And just, I would give it a couple of weeks before you notice anything, and you know, maybe even a month of doing something like that.
Would I take that once a day, or would it be multiple times a day?
You could see, I mean, you don't have a problem with blood pressure, right? If anything, your blood pressure.
No, I don't.
Side, right. No. So you could do that twice a day. You can do it like, you know, late morning when you start to, or even first thing in the morning, but it seems like you're okay in the morning. So maybe late morning, and then you can do it again in the afternoon. I wouldn't do licorice too close to bedtime because it may keep you awake, but I wouldn't do it later than 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and it's really the elixirs are ways to experiment, right? You try some ashwagandha, try some, you know, a combination of the ones and just see what helps to sustain you. Vitamin C, we know, if you're going through the adrenal module, you know vitamin C is super important. Pantothenic acid, B5. A lot of people skip that one, but the 500 milligrams three times a day, the pantothenic acid can be super helpful.
I do take a B complex. Not enough.
That's what everybody tells me. I'm taking a B complex and it has B5 in it. Yes, it has like 25 milligrams of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine. Dose is what really has been shown to be effective. And it's a high dose, 500 milligrams three times a day. Maybe because you're sensitive, you know, you don't need quite that much, but more than what's in a B complex. Even the highest dose Bs will have like 50, like the max Bs will have like 50, and that's still not enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the side thing, you know, it's receptor resistance too, right? So you have a lot of history. I know when we first looked at your test, you had a really high peak of cortisol, right? Like it was
7 a.m. Yeah, off the chart.
It was off the chart. And that affects the thyroid receptors, right? So the thyroid receptors get aggravated by too much cortisol. And so perfect numbers in your blood, but it's not getting into the cells. The other thing to look at for the receptors is vitamin A, making sure you have enough of that. And if you have, I don't know if you've done any genetic testing, but the genes, BCMO1 is one of the genes that will make it difficult for you to convert your beta carotene into vitamin A, true form vitamin A. So you might want to look at that. And then
what dosage of vitamin A would I take?
I would say probably 5,000 a day.
Okay.
And then homocysteine is super important for that too. I don't know if you have an elevated homocysteine on your blood, but that's related to B6, B12, and folate. So if those are deficient, that's going to affect the thyroid receptors.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Who else has questions? Let's see.
I do.
Oh, Fatima. Okay, great.
Yeah, so I have an issue with night sweat. Mm-hmm. And hot flashes during the day. Not so much as I used to, just comes and goes, but the night sweats are pretty regular. Again, it's not the extent of it is not like before. I don't drench my bed like I used to.
Good.
But I wake up and I'm hot, I'm constantly covering, removing, even though I have a ceiling fan going yeah. on. So I'm not sure what I could do to that. My gynecologist prescribed a medication that she told me, well, if you have lupus, you got to be very careful. So I'm going to prescribe a very low dose. And I've forgotten what it's called. It probably starts with a P, but I got scared. I didn't go get it. I didn't take it.
Yeah. I mean, did she do that based on testing or did she do that just based on symptoms?
Based on testing, she did a test and I can't remember quite what the test showed, to be honest with you. But
teach you guys as part of being empowered to take care of yourself. Anytime any doctor ever does a test on you, you ask for the copies for your records.
I have the copy actually.
Okay. And then anytime any doctor recommends a specific medication, you want a very deliberate, like, why? What's the mechanism? Why do you think this is off? What is this going to correct? Now, if it starts with a P, it's possible it was some sort of progesterone. Unlikely, most gynecologists won't prescribe natural progesterone. It's usually synthetic. So it could be Provera. Does that sound familiar?
Provera sounds familiar. Yeah.
Anyway, just don't go there. Right? Natural progesterone would be a much better alternative. And again, I'm not your doctor. I can't tell you what to do or take or not take your medication. But be very careful. Mm-hmm. Be very careful. So not seeing your labs, right? The way I would proceed is I'd look at a Dutch test and I'd see what's your progesterone, what's your estrogen, and then what are your metabolites of estrogen, right? If your progesterone came back very low, they want to bring it up. Why go synthetic? Why go synthetic? Why not use natural? Progesterone's easy. I mean, it's so easy to prescribe a bioidentical progesterone and not have the risks. When you look at some of these synthetics, right, I'm going to say this is estrogen and this is testosterone. Very different hormones, right? Male versus female, right? Very different. There's one little group that's different. They have the same core. There's one little chemical group that's different between them. So they take progesterone and then they take Provera. And they can't patent progesterone because it's a natural substance. But they can patent it if they add one little group onto it and make it Provera. The difference between progesterone and Provera is bigger than the difference between progesterone and or estrogen and testosterone.
Oh.
Like, seriously? Okay, so why? Why not use the natural substance? Why? Because the drug companies have convinced them to use what they're going to use. The drug companies don't make, they don't make squat on
the natural
progesterone, but they make a fortune on these patented medications, right? So yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard Jonathan Wright speak. He gets really on his high horse about the, you know, these patented medications, and you know, he's like really big into bioidentical hormones. Mm-hmm. So I would be looking at what does your Dutch test show you, and then you can set, if you've got an, you can set up an appointment with any of our coaches to review that with you. You get your Dutch test back, you can set up an appointment to review that with them, and it's, you know, I don't remember what the cost is, but you can do that and we'll go through it with you and really explain and analyze what's going on there and give you the cautions, because some people should not take estrogen because of the way they metabolize it. Some people need a lot more progesterone than estrogen. If you, there's an herb, and I don't, you know, again, you'd have to look into it. It's called chaste tree. Okay, chaste tree. Okay, Vitex is the other name, Vitex agnus chastus. But chaste tree is like the short, easy name. And that's an herb that helps to stimulate the body to make more progesterone. So if you're low in progesterone, that's a more natural approach to getting it. I mean, yeah, and you can get progesterone and you don't even have to get it over the counter. I mean, prescription, you can get it over the counter. There's a company called Biomatrix. They sent me all these samples. Biomatrix, they have an Estadapt and they have a Proadapt. And they actually have natural forms of estrogen and progesterone. The estrogen is the safe form of estrogen called estriol, the progesterone. Okay, so amazing products that you can get over the counter. Again, you have to talk to your doctor if they prescribe Provera or whatever they prescribed. That's because that's what they've been trained to do.
Right.
Right.
So you suggest I get the test first to find out, what low...
I would ask, what is she basing that on? If she found that in your blood, you're low in progesterone, yeah. But if you are going to get a Dutch test, which gives you the whole comprehensive plus your adrenals, then don't start taking something before you get it done, unless you're going to take it for 2 or 3 months before you get it done. Because right. Otherwise, you don't really get a good feel for what your body's doing it on its own. It's not, you know, it's not established enough to know.
Right.
That's my tip. That's the way I usually approach it.
That's what I logically thought to do too. So do you have time for one more question? So I, since after my childbirth, 25 years ago, I noticed a patch on my right side, on my stomach.
A brown patch?
A white patch, yeah. So it's discoloration, and I guess it's vertigo. I haven't been diagnosed, but I have it. A vitiligo. Okay, vitiligo is the one out of body. Okay, so vitiligo, right? So it's getting bigger and bigger, and now I notice it on my my arms and other places.
It's in an autoimmune condition. Did you say you have lupus?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so autoimmune diseases travel in pairs or groups, right? And so it's very likely. And so addressing an autoimmune condition as an autoimmune condition. So first and foremost, all the food elimination, get rid of the gluten, dairy. And I don't mean get rid of it like, yeah, sometimes I have it. I mean like it's gone, right? It's gone. It's like heroin. It's gone. Right? So gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, peanuts. I mean, maybe some of those you're not sensitive to, but certainly those. You know, healing your leaky gut is critical. So module 2, I think, in Body Balance is on the gut healing. Getting your leaky gut healed. Everybody that has an autoimmune has leaky gut. Identifying other stressors in the system. So do you have a heavy metal stuff going on? Do you have like a viral infection? Do you have chronic dysbiosis in your gut that's putting in a strain on your immune system? All of those things are critical for for helping you overcome autoimmunes. I've worked with people whose lupus goes away. I've worked with people whose Hashimoto's goes away. Sjogren's, they're all autoimmune conditions. But people say, well, they didn't really go away. If they start doing the stuff they were doing before, they'll come back. I'm like, yeah, yeah. If you have a headache and you stop hitting yourself over a head with a hammer, your headache goes away. And if you start hitting yourself over the head with a hammer, guess what? It comes back. It doesn't mean it really didn't go away. And it doesn't mean that the cure for that headache was stopping the hitting your head over. You know what I mean? So with autoimmune, it's working towards it. I am going to be doing, we'll only be announcing it, I think, tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a webinar next week on autoimmune. So it's the three most common things that the doctors overlook when talking to people about over autoimmune. And then we're going to do a 3-day live event not live in person. It was supposed to be live in person, but with this COVID thing, it's now going to be online, but it's a 3-day event. It's meant for practitioners. So it might be a little deep, but we get people that come to it that are not practitioners. They just want to learn for themselves. So it's going to be a 3-day event on autoimmune. And one of our speakers is going to be Terry Walls. She's an MD and she reversed her own MS, which she was in a wheelchair, like told she was not going to survive. And now she, you know, she's done it. So, and it's a diet. It's nothing, you're not going to learn anything new, from, but it's a matter of being strict and stringent with it and being on the diet that's right for you. So those are things, resources that you'll have access to.
Sure. I look forward to that. Does vitiligo affect internal organs other than the skin? Because I feel some pain on that side where on my stomach.
Like where underneath your chat?
Yes. Dull pain and sometimes a gripping pain when I'm doing yoga and I make a pose. I don't know what that is.
I have to go look more into review my knowledge about vitiligo, but my understanding it is there, but it can be accompanied by others, right? So if you have lupus, it could be related to the lupus
organ, yeah. Other organs, right. All right. Right, well, thank you so much. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you. And so Andrea, 808, Miss Maui.
Miss Maui, 2020. I have a hydration question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I drink at least half my weight, if not more, of water every day. And I sometimes am still thirsty, et cetera, or, you know, not too much thirsty, but I feel like sometimes I'll get a little headachy or, you know, certain little things or my heart will beat a little bit, like, you know, okay, I think I'm dehydrated to a point, whatever. What would be the best suggestion for rehydration as far as, I mean, sometimes I do coconut water. I don't know if that's too much sugar because I didn't test it, but I do take this thing called Remite in the morning. I don't know if you're familiar with Remite and Remag, all that Carolyn Dean stuff.
Carolyn Dean.
Yeah. So I take that in the morning, So is there something that you could recommend for hydration other than just, you know, pouring water down my throat.
Your cells are not taking it in. And sometimes it has to do with the arrangement of the water. We take our water. We don't drink it out of streams where it's moving and it's fluid and it can easily get into the cells. We take it and put it through these processing plants and we put chemicals in it because it's commercial water. And then we take the chemicals out of it. And by the time you drink the water, it's just like, it sometimes has a hard time getting in. I did a blog radio show a few years back with a doctor, I forget his name now, but if you go to my blog, dremarie.com/blog and do a search on water, Pollack was his name, P-O-L-L-A-C-K. He did a really nice talk about the structure of water and all that. There are a few products on the market that help to make the water wetter, supposedly, make it easier for your cells to absorb it. One is from a company called Energetics, and it's called Rehydration Drops. And it's kind of homeopathic, and it will help. And Lynn knows, has used this, and I want to hear her input on that too. But Rehydration Drops. There's, this guy talked about, Crystal something or other. And it's basically the similar kinds of things. And then there's these little wands that you can get that are supposed to be that you spin the water for 1 minute and it has various crystals in it. And I don't know, I bought one once and I don't even know where it is anymore, but I don't know. I didn't do it regularly enough to know if it made a difference. So there's different ways
to
make the water wetter, make it more aligned so it goes into your cells better. And Lynn, did you have something you want to add?
Have you heard of, I'm sorry, I don't know if Lynn was going to say something or not. This molecular hydrogen, it's called active H2, and it's got some magnesium in it, and it's supposed to make it more ionic. Ionic, is that a word? so that it's more, I guess, alkaline or whatever, the water. And you put a tablet in your water, and you know, you drink it throughout the day. Have you heard of that one?
I haven't.
Molecular hydrogen.
Yeah. I'm a little skeptical about the alkaline water concept. And there's these $4,000 machines you can get, and it makes all this alkaline water. And in reality,
ionizers.
Yeah. So I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I just read about
so you would recommend this rehydration drops? This is probably a good thing to try.
Rehydration drops I've had a lot of people use. I know, Lynn's, you recommended them to quite a number of people, and it really does help. And it's very simple. You take your quart of, you know, here's my quart. You put whatever the amount of drops in it at the beginning of the day. You shake it up, and then you just drink it throughout the day. And it doesn't lend any kind of taste to the water.
Yeah. What about, like, as far as electrolytes? Because maybe I'm not. I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe I don't have enough electrolytes. Should I go for a long walk in the morning and all this and living on Maui? I mean, I'm not a heavy duty perspirer. I don't perspire that much, you know, but I'm sure still. So I'm wondering about electrolytes at the same time.
Is that Remite an electrolyte?
Remite. Let me grab the bottle. Remite. It's got, sodium, calcium, iodine, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, potassium, and boron.
Okay, so it's more of a mineral. It's not really electrolytes, it's per se. You can try it. I mean, there's a lot of good electrolyte mixes on there. You mentioned coconut water. That's a good celery juice. That's a great electrolyte replacement. And I would experiment with some of those to see which ones will actually help you.
Yeah, what about trace minerals or something like that?
Trace minerals, yeah. I mean, that's not going to be as much of the electrolytes as you might need. It just depends, but it could be helpful. That's what sounds like the Remite is, though, that you just read.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I would say, you know, you can try an electrolyte replacement. Seeking Health has them, and I think Metagenics. There's a few of them that are not sweetened. Don't get the, like, commercial stuff that's loaded with sugar and all kinds of, like,
sweet. Yeah, I've got this one from Trace Minerals called Max Hydrate, but it's got xylitol in it, inulin, non-GMO cornstarch. I see the word cornstarch, and I just go, no! But and then it says natural flavors, and that always kind of sets me off, you know.
You can just
lemon, lime, stevia.
There's a number of companies that have them that are just simple. What do you need all that garbage for? You just need some minerals.
I know.
Juicing some celery, adding a little apple or even a little of coconut. But I wouldn't go straight coconut just because it's so sweet and it could really throw you off. But if you had a little bit of coconut mixed in with celery, or you had a little bit of apple mixed in with celery, it gives you some of the sweetness. But I don't think you need the sugar. I think you just need to try the electrolytes. So they're, you know, the stuff from, what's that company, but Emergency has some, but they always put sugars in theirs.
No, they put all kinds of stuff in flavorings and things, yeah.
You don't need
but
that.
But I heard that you need sugar for the electrolytes to kind of do their thing, you know?
Yeah, it's a Gatorade advertisement.
Oh, that? Okay.
But you can be deficient in it if you're an athlete. And you're out there, you know, sweating and exercising heavily for 2 hours, you're going to need sugar and electrolyte replacement, in which case that's apple or some of the coconut water in there. But for the average person who's walking on the beach, you know, and then
no need
afterwards, I don't know that you need sugar, you know, but electrolytes you may be.
Right.
No, you don't sweat away.
Right. Okay.
You don't sweat away sugar. You do sweat away potassium and sodium and chloride and the electrolytes.
Okay. All right. I'll look into. Well, I got celery and I do juice once in a while, so I'll do that, and then maybe I'll look into this energetics thing, rehydration drops.
Yeah, and it's really like we are labs, right? We are experiment grounds, and we have to test and stuff. That works for me may not work for
you. Yeah.
Carol may not work for
me. Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, totally. And then sometimes you can't tell, like, you know, something's been going on for years. I get so many different things going on that I can't even, nothing seems to shift. Nothing seems to be shifting, you know, and it's like, okay. So, okay. We'll get, work on that as well. I'm working on gut stuff with Lisa and like,
that makes a huge difference, right? If you can get your gut working properly, it's going to shift everything in your body.
Yeah, that's number one. At the bottom of the pyramid, I was taught.
Yes, it is. Right. And
what's right,
below
you.
The bottom of the pyramid is our stress response. You know, the foods you're eating and the electrolytes falling to the food and the sleep and all that kind of stuff. So it's making sure you eat.
Right. Because I was doing, I was in sweet spot, a couple of years ago. And just doing, I was basically just following that for the last couple of years, you know, in a sense, you know, Allah and everything. And then I kind of lately have been shifting my not having my smoothies every day, which is because I was, you know, having the sulfur thing in my gut. So, can't have the spinach. I can't have all these different things. Like, what greens can I have, you know? So I'm down to remain in the arugula.
Have that problem is got to be temporary. It's not a long-term thing. It's while you're healing.
Right. Okay.
There's
right.
Balance there.
I forget that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's not like gluten or it's not like sugar. It's not like hydrogenated fat where it's not going to be good for you in any amount. Okay.
Right. Okay. You probably need to go. Okay. I had a question about my husband, but that's okay. But this isn't appropriate. So never mind. Psoriasis candida combo. So anyway. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and I appreciate everyone. And, take care.
Okay, take care. And Lynn, what were you going to say?
So one of the reasons the rehydration drops, like you said, they're homeopathic. And because the thing to consider is your hypothalamus, because that responds to the changes in the total amount of your body water. And so there's a part of that's called the thirst center, which you know, if you have a dry mouth or you're feeling dehydrated, that activates it. And so making sure that all of that is working well so that you're actually being triggered, truly being triggered by dehydration and not just the sensation of it is something to consider. And the other big part of that, like we've been talking about here, is stress. And that can affect that as well. So I just wanted to kind of throw that into the pot.
Thank you.
So are you saying that I need to check my hypothalamus?
You could. I don't know everything that's going on with you. So I'm just saying sometimes we just think thirsty, but there's other things going on and stress is a really big trigger for that. And that's why, because we have a thirst center that's a part of our hypothalamus.
And
looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are tests where you can check your ADH levels, but if you're working with Lisa, she would definitely be able to help you with that.
Yeah. And, you know, usually what I see is there's a condition called diabetes insipidus, which is where the ADH levels are off. But that's usually a much more severe. I had somebody who had that issue and she was like, she would literally drink gallons of water a day and wake up in the middle of the night and drink some more. That's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think probably not that, but there is some subtle stuff that goes on with the energy of the pituitary and the hypothalamus and stimulation of that. And when there's, when the cortisol is out of balance and there's stress there, and when the gut is out of balance and there's stress there, it can affect the pituitary function so that it doesn't produce as well. And the pituitary stimulates the hypothalamus, which then, you know, stimulates the rest of it. So it's a complex symphony.
Right. Right. It's a whole long chain of thing, yeah. Connection, right.
But it all begins.
Hip bones connected to the knee bone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
stress.
The foundational piece is our stress and how we're dealing with our emotions. Yeah. And responding.
Sympathetic overdrive, I think, is the underlying cause of just about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a couple of questions in here I want to address.
Aloha.
Aloha. Run on the beach for me. Annette.
Okay.
Annette, these were just to Annette, and Annette's dropped off, so I want to answer them, related to small group calls. So the small group calls, for the people who joined in January, this end next week, and Lynn and Annette will chat with you, and then we're going to combine it for the group that was the second year's, goes through the end of the year, and we're going to do the one group. The Empowered, what are we calling it? Empowered Self-Care Lab, there's no small group calls, there's just the big group calls, and we'll get a list out to that. There's two calls a month that you get to come to that are just group calls with either me, mostly it'll be me, but if I can't make it, it'll be one of the coaches. So that's what this, so we don't have the small group calls from there. If you want small group calls, that's an ERC thing. We realize that we really need, it's one of those things that we need to only do in ERC because it's just quite frankly an expensive thing for us to implement, and we can't do it without the right level of investment. So that's what we decided on that. And you could still, if you want, throughout the year, throughout any time, we're going to have a page that says get more help, and it'll tell you all the different ways you can get help from the coaches. There's different ways you can buy coaching packages, or you can do like a lab analysis and things like that. Yeah, so don't worry about those calls. Those calls go through next week, then through the end of the year for everybody else. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then if you guys are in the second year, you know, you this is your repeating, you're going to get access right away to it, but you will have your actual start date will be January 1. So you get in, you get the founders investment, and you get access to it all, but we're just going to give you an extra 3 months because you're here.
So I'm not sure when my body balance program ends.
When did you start, Fatima? You start in January? I think you started January. Yes.
So January or November. Wasn't it November last year?
Oh, you signed up in November, but the
official. I signed up, yes. Started January, yes.
These other guys who are going through the end of the year, they actually signed up in like February or March of 2019.
Okay. So when does mine end?
So it ends this month.
Oh, September. Okay. I thought so. All right. And if I sign for the lab, empowering self?
It'll start right away.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Who else? That's it. We're good. This is a small call. Usually these calls are like a lot more people. And I guess people are, it's the end of year, like end of school, you play hooky, right? anyway. I'm looking forward to continuing with those of you who are continuing, and I wish the best to you. Those who are not, just stay in touch and come to our events and do all that and, you know, get the help you need. It's really important once you get on momentum that you don't drop off, because what I find with people is once they drop off and they're not on regular calls, they're not getting regular emails, they're not in the community, is you go back to your party animal kind of thing, and not all of your party animals, but you know what I mean? You get influenced by the other people. Like on a call today, a Vital Health Community call, one of the folks was, she knows what to do. She asked me questions. She told me some labs. I'm like, boy, that sounds like a blood sugar issue. And she's been in our practitioner blood sugar training. And she goes, well, I said, what's happening? She says, well, you know, when my daughter got COVID and the family was all isolated and we've been under stress and, you know, they keep wanting to order ice cream and watch movies. And so I've been getting into it. I'm like, what should I do? Do what you know what to do. Stop eating the ice cream and the chips and, you know, do all the things you need to do. And sometimes we just get caught up in that. You know, and I love that Vanessa's kids are getting on board because it makes it so much easier. My kids are like that too. And my younger one is the one that's always gone off track. And he came over the other night and we sat in the hot tub and chatted for a while. And he was talking about food and he's like, oh yeah, I'm eating a lot of vegetables. And if I order Chinese food, I always ask them to add more broccoli and, you know, making sure it's not GMO. And he's saying all this stuff. And I'm like, yes, way to go. This is so cool. And if I eat cheese, I only eat cheese that's, I'm like, you shouldn't eat cheese. Well, if I eat cheese, I only eat the one that doesn't have all those hormones and stuff in it. I get the expensive one that's organic and, you know, same thing with eggs. And I'm like, okay. So he's been listening, even though he wasn't necessarily, but when you get around people, right? When you're away from the everyday, like, you know, or being in a community where we're keeping you on track and you go, oh, I can do this on my own. And the next thing you know, you're not doing it on your own. Right. And you're falling back off track and you're putting on weight and that's not so good. So it takes a village to change your diet. It takes a lot of support. So I appreciate you guys. I hope that you have a great rest of the day. And I look forward to continuing with those of you who are continuing with us. And the link is in there if you want to. I think it's like, let me just put it in again. It was drritamarie.com/.
And that's special for
you guys. So where was it? It was right at the beginning. Here we go. I think it's drritamarie.com/BBLab. It's just a special page that Kim set up for you guys that gives you a discount.
And Vanessa has a question.
What's that?
Vanessa has a question. She says she has a question about the macro levels you recommend for Chronometer.
Yeah, I use the Chronometer and I've been using the setting. I think it's a keto setting, but I just wanted to check with you because I don't know what those percentages or numbers are that you recommend.
Here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of percentages. I think you have to find the percentages that work for you, right? Okay. If I go in there, I do a much different. Yeah, the carb needs to be low, obviously, right? But what is that exact amount you're going to find? Like I do well with, I don't do 80%. They want you at 80% fat in there. You know, so I don't even bother with that. What I do is I set the protein because that's pretty easy to go, you know, by your height, weight, et cetera, that you probably need, I would say for you, maybe 75 to 80, maybe 70 to 80 grams of protein, right? So you set that and you set the range. Like, I don't want to go above 90, but I don't want to go below 65. And so that helps you to keep on that. Now that's a certain number of calories. That's like, you know, say it's at the high end, it's 80 times four, that's 320 calories, right? Then you look at how many calories a day are you taking in on average to continue to lose at the rate that you want to lose. And then you fill the rest. You know you're going to be very low carb because if you don't, your sugar's going to go up, your insulin's going to go up and you're gonna gain weight again. So you get rid of, you know, you keep that very low and then you calculate the fat from there, right? We're not doing the, oh, we have to get more fat. We didn't make our fat percentage. Let's just douse everything with olive oil to make sure, you know that that's not what you wanna do either. So I don't really use those much.
Okay.
I don't use them much, right? But we can work on that. We can set, like, go in there and actually set your goals for not just the macros. I'm more concerned about the micros. I'm concerned about making sure you're getting the right amount of the different nutrients. And some of the settings in there are a little wacky until we adjust them. And you can adjust everything in there. And then you know if you're making it. Okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.